佛陀传法传了45年，讲了非常多的佛法教导，但是我们最好，因为非常的精深哦，非常的深奥，所以我们最好一次了解一个字，比如说法这个字，法这个字对已经开悟的人来讲，跟对我们来讲，它是我们感受到的意义是差别很大的。
And from hearing his teachings, we begin to understand or know him just a little more. Otherwise, how can we understand his wisdom or his enlightenment?
我们从佛陀教导呢，只能一步一步、一点一点的累积，这个智慧慢慢增加，才会慢慢了解原来我们他的智慧是有多深。
Many people pay respect to the Buddha, but no understanding of his teaching at all.
很多人呢去向佛陀顶礼礼拜，可是不见得真的了解 佛法多深啊。
So Buddha is so far from those who haven't listened to him yet. But when one hears his word and begin to study carefully, one begins to understand his great wisdom and his great virtue and his great compassion.
对，在这样子学习佛法的过程中，一点一点的，我们会更了解佛陀的智慧跟他的伟大的慈悲。
No matter who was there at the time, quite far away, but that person could understand the truth, he went to him to teach him to understand.
在佛陀时代呢，会有人主动去请示佛法，那这些也都是对真相有兴趣的人，也是有一定智慧的人才会有兴趣去请示佛教的佛陀的教导。
So not many people are interested to listen to the teaching to understand what he said.
所以在现代呢，其实并不是那么多人想要知道他的教导的精神的内容。
So, from hearing understanding,One realized that one life is not enough to understand his teaching at all because he himself took quite a long, long time to be enlightened.
在学习佛法的过程中呢，会逐渐了解，用一世是不可能就这么简单就开悟了。他是需要，他自己佛陀本人也花了很久很久的时间，很多事才能够成佛。
And the truth is here and now.Anytime, any moment.
那真相在哪里呢？它就在现在，就在这一刻。任何地方都有可能，任何时刻都可能可以被了解。
But if one asks anyone who hasn't listened to the teachings yet, what is real at this moment? What is the answer?
如果没有听过教导的人被问到，现在什么是真的？你们的回答会是什么呢？现在什么是真的？
And when anyone came to see the Buddha, he asked a person for that person to think of it in order to be one's own right understanding, which is the most precious thing for that person, rather than anything else.
我们在经典中会读到有些人去请示佛陀，佛陀会问他们问题，让他们去想。那去想的过程中，有可能就会产生智慧，那是他对那个人来讲是最珍贵的。
Life is so short, who knows when will death come? It can be next moment. So one just live without understanding the moment from birth to death. Just seeing, hearing, smelling, taking everything for something all the time, the whole story, and then death comes. Nothing left at all.
就是我们不会知道下一刻，我们不会知道死亡什么时候突然来临了。他从出生到现在到死亡，我们都在眼视眼耳鼻舌身这样子看到听到吃到，就这样过了，那也许就突然死亡来临。
It's just like yesterday. Where was yesterday?
就像昨天一样，昨天在哪里？
Everything gone completely, never to return at all in samsara.
每件事一过去之后呢，就不可能再回来，在整个轮回中都不会再回来。
So what tomorrow? When tomorrow hasn't come yet, who knows?
明天呢？他还没有来，谁知道明天怎么样？
But this life is last life of next life. So no question about what I have done last life.
我们在过去世的时候呢，就像现在这一世， 过去式已经过去了，我们根本不知道这一次会发生什么，下一次会发生什么，也不记得上一次是什么了。
Everything is gone, even now, right now, from moment to moment, unknowingly, all the time, until death come, the same, yesterday, today, tomorrow.
那每一刻就 一直过去，就像现在，现在一刻一刻就过去了，昨天也过去了。那今天明天就像这样一直过去，不知道死亡就来临了。
So the best thing is to have understanding of each moment, which we have no understanding at all. How come to be this person, this world, and when we die, and what we have, all lost when time comes. Not to be this person anymore.
所以其实每一刻每一刻过去，我们都不再是同一个人了。那在没有智慧了解的状况下，时间一直就这样过去了。
And Buddha taught for 45 years to understand everything now as it is that could be directly understood until it can be moment of enlightenment. But it's not I or anyone who can do.
佛陀的教导的重点呢，就是在这一刻什么是真的，它是可以被了解的，就是它本来的样子是可以被了解的真相。
But it's the development of understanding from moment to moment. If there is no understanding now, how can be more understanding later?
对，这里讲的 understanding 就是我们中文讲的智慧哦。所以每一刻每一刻智慧的累积呢，是最珍贵的。如果没有的话
，So each moment is so precious because when it's right, correct, it cannot be wrong.
在有智慧的那一刻呢，当然是正确的，它不可能是错误的。
If one doesn't listen to each word of the Buddha carefully, there can be wrong understanding because it's so very deep.
因为如果没有很小心的去解读佛陀的字，会有误解，它是非常精深的。
And this is the way to pay respect to the Buddha, listen to his word carefully, and understanding what he said.So that there can be the gift that Buddha gave us, everyone who hears his teachings.
所以真正礼敬佛陀是真的有听懂他在教导是什么，这是真正的礼敬佛陀，他最珍贵给我们的礼物。
At moment of understanding is the gift from the Buddha.
在有增加慧的那一刻，就是来自佛陀的礼物。
To everyone who listened to him carefully. So now shall we begin with just one word?
好，那我们现在开始，我们可以就只从一个字开始吗
？What word would you like to understand or to talk about？
有没有什么字是你想要了解、你想要更进一步知道的？好不好 ？Dharma。
Dharma。
Dharma。Dharma。Let's start Dharma. You just mentioned.
Yes. Is Dharma real? That should be considered. We heard the word Dharma, but what is it?Is it real? If it's not real, what did Buddha enlighten? So it must be real. And so many real things. Shall we use just one word for whatever is real as a Dhamma, a kind of Dhamma?
法是真的吗？法是真的。法如果不是真的，佛陀是根据什么可以开悟？所以是因为有法，佛陀才开悟了。是根据法，佛陀开悟了。所以我们进一步来讨论什么是法。
Is there anything real now? Is there Dhamma now? The same question.
现在有法吗？现在有那个有真的东西吗？有真的实相吗
？The gift from best friend.
有吗？现在有没有什么是真的？有现在有没有法？什么是法？现在有没有？
Keep
arising and falling away.
Yes, but what?
是的，但是是什么？是什么在生起灭去？什么在生灭？All the things surrounded us, including the person.
Yes, but you see that seeing is not hearing. So when we talk about arising and falling away, it must be precise which arises and which fall away.
那可不可以更精准一点？比如说，眼视并不是耳视。那现在有什么在生灭 ？Like sound.
譬如说像你现在声音出来了，然后他就没去了，出来你一直讲每个字句就申请没去，申请没去，这只是讲其中一个点而已。然后我们一听也是这样，我们必须抓住每个点，抓住每个点。倘若我一直执着在其中一个字，可能后面的字我都听不见了，所以我必须让他一直，只是让他一直过去，一直过去，然后抓住你每个点，然后把它听进去吧。可是到底能够听多少我也不知道。就像老师所说的，我个人的认知是，倘若我能够体验到多少，我才能够知道到多少。所以我对佛法深奥是这样子，怎么每一刻我所体验都不一样。
嗯嗯嗯 OK, like sound is arising and passing away so fast, but if I try to fix one word, and I'll get lost of what is said later. So, but how much I can get from what you are saying, it depends on how much understanding I have. Yes.
We begin to understand about reality. For example, you talk about sound, it's real. It's a reality, it's Dhamma, the same thing. Does it arise and fall away at will or by conditions?
所以没错，像声音就是一个所谓的法，也就是实相，它的确是在生灭哦。那现在的问题是，它可以用意志力控制吗？有一个我可以控制它吗？它是因缘和合吗 ？Yep, they agree. Not at any person's will. It's by condition.
By condition.
Yeah.
So does it belong to anyone?
这个法属于任何人吗？声音。Okay, go ahead.
So,
you want the microphone? You want to say the sound belong to someone?
Yeah, I think Dhamma is belong everyone.
So, can we say that all Dhammas are anatta, no self, no one?
我们可以说诸法无我吗？
Yes.
Okay. So now, never change because that is what would enlighten. All realities cannot be changed at all.
所以这些法是都不能被改变的，这些法它的特征是不会被改变的。
So now it's right to keep on understanding from the very beginning that all kinds of Dhamma which arises, fall away, are not self, and not under anyone's control, and they do not belong to anyone at all.
所以诸法无我的意思是所有这些生灭的实相包括不生不灭的涅槃呢，它都不是我，都不是我的，我也不是它，对不对？它都是因缘和合，不受任何控制。
So can sound appear by itself?
声音可以靠它自己出现吗？ One say no, one say yes.
So what's right and what's true?
The sound if want to speakThere will be.
Because the sound does not know anything at all, right? Can it know anyone? Can it think? Can it like? Sound itself.
声音并不知道任何人，对不对？声音可以喜欢吗？它可以去知道不喜欢什么吗？
Yeah.
But she was saying, I can make the sound.
Okay. Make it.
When I speak.
But if there is no thinking, can there be speaking?
如果不去想的话，会有声音可以出现吗？
See, so what condition sound or voice?
所以是什么是声音升起的因缘条件？ Self, myself thinking.
We talk from the very beginning that there is no self. Because of not understanding the truth,of whatever appears, we take many things for me or mine or person things, but actually there are only different kinds of realities arising, otherwise they cannot be that.
我们刚回到刚不是提到诸法无我吗？那声音是不是法？那所以声音也不是我啊。它既然不是我，不属于我，那我怎么让它先升起？怎么有一个我让它升起？
Until there's the answer.
Yeah, take your time.
Take time.
Okay, 吗？现在 okay, 吗？声音是我造成的吗？ So sound is, so I make the sound? Do I make the sound?
So
如果你在讲的时候是你造成的。
When I speak, it's me. When I speak, it's all of me.
So you mean that thinking is you? Because while one is in deep sleep, one cannot speak. Right? In deep sleep. So seeing now cannot speak. Hearing cannot speak. So what can condition voice of speech?
所以是你在想吗？你在熟睡的时候，你会想吗？那眼是能够说吗？耳是也不能说。那你刚说是我在说吗？对，你不用有压力哈，都不用压力。
不会啊，不会啊。
It's difficult to understand.
Very, very difficult. It takes time, but one has to be truthful to the truth.Otherwise, one do not have the firm basic understanding to go on further to understand much more than this.
本来就非常难懂，要不然怎么会需要一个佛陀来讲，所以来教导。所以本来这可是这一步一定要很坚定的、真正的接受了解，才有办法去接受后面很精深的教导。
This is just the beginning to understand about realities.Whatever is real is a reality. Different ones never be the same at all. Like seeing a moment ago, even it sees, and now seeing sees, and in the future seeing sees, it's not the same seeing. So once it arrives and falls away, never to return. You cannot find it anywhere at all.
所以我们现在只是刚开始要了解佛陀教导而已。那实相一直在生灭，像刚刚的演示跟现在的演示就不一样了，跟接下来未来的演示也不会是一样的。
And this is the beginning to become detached from wrong understanding, which comes from not understanding whatever appears. Ignorance is real, is a reality, which when it arises, it cannot understand.
这是我们开始来学习放弃什么是不正确的看法。那我们一直都在无明之中，无明不会了解这些。
If there is no firm understanding right now, that cannot be conditioned for further understanding.
那如果我们现在对这个理智上的接受还不够坚定，更进一步的了解是会有困难的。
So thinking about Dhamma is real.It appears, but no one knows the conditions for its arising. If Buddha didn't thought about all realities and conditions for their arising.
所以这些法呢，因为都是因缘和合升起。那如果不是佛陀教导，我们是不可能知道这些的。
So Dhamma is Dhamma, reality is reality. It's nobody. No one can make it arise. They are real.Not under anyone's control. When there is more and more understanding, it brings about very gradual detachment from wrong understanding, which clings to everything as me or mine or permanent things.
所以实相就是实相，实相不属于任何人。那在这个整个智慧建立的过程中，会慢慢慢慢放掉这些，慢慢舍离这些的执着。
And one can see one's own accumulation, whether after hearing, there is the accumulation of knowing or understanding what's right and what's wrong, and have wise considering for each word.
那我们都有自己累积的习性哦，每个人累积的不一样。那在这过程中，我们也会看到自己的习性。那当然，最后不是我们会了解这不是我的习性嘛，对不对？
When it's easy, it's not worthy.
I'm sorry, when?
When it's
okay,
easy,
okay.
It's not worthy. Yeah, it's not worthwhile.
如果很简单就懂得，也没有什么好值得珍，也没什么好大惊小怪珍惜的，就是不容易懂，不容易懂。
For example, at the beginning, you mentioned you're interested to understand more about what Dhamma is. Dhamma, that is reality.
比如说你一开始建议的第一个字就是达玛法实相，就是所谓的实相。你说你有兴趣知道这个字
And you mentioned that you thought it is everything that arises and falls away around the person.
那你说现在就有实相在人周围，包括自己也在生灭。
But we have to consider what is everything. For example, is a cup or a table Dhamma?
好，那我们就要想所谓周围的东西在生灭是什么东西哦？比如说杯子，你说的是杯子在生灭吗？
刚刚那一切我就会有十二因缘去想起，因为有六入，我们刚刚说的眼识、耳识、根识，然后一个触，互相之间的触之后，受就感生了。每个人受都不一样，受我刚刚说这样的都是，就是每个心中因为习性，还有很多很多的每个人心中的很多东西都不一样，所以每个人感受都不一样。可是所有的生灭其实还是一样，是在每个人中间去生灭。然后对刚刚那些，我只是会想到十二因缘法、六入、触、受。所以除非我们把受，我一直在思考我受到底该怎么样去处理。现在我觉得我还是在受当中，所以我就还一直在十二因缘当中一直轮回不已。
When the question was asked, I was thinking more about dependent origination, about the salayatana, the pasa, the vedana, and with all the arising and past and all the contact with each other, I'm quite focusing on vedana. I don't know how to handle the vedana.
What about now? What is vedana now?
那好，那就现在我们就来谈感受。那什么是感受？
这个感受就是心跟身的一种波动。
It's the interaction of mind and body, the vibration or interaction.
That is an idea about Vedana.
好像是心跟身之间的波动，可是那只是一个想法，那只是一个概念。
Because Vedana can only bePleasant, unpleasant, or neutral Vedana, and it experiences an object.
那感受呢？它的特征，它只能是愉快、不愉快，或是中性。感受会去经验一个所缘，会有这三个其中一个。
So it's not a matter of focusing on Vedana now, but actually, right now there must be Vedana that is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral.Arising and falling away at each moment of life.
所以并不是说一定要专注，只专注在感受。感受是所有实相其中一个，它现在就在生灭，每一刻都有感受，现在就有。
So Dhamma is reality. For example, seeing now is Dhamma.
那法就是实相，比如说眼识，眼识就是实相。
What is seen, the visible object now, is Dhamma.
被演示经验的那个可以被看到的色尘也是法。
Hearing now, the sound that is heard, these are Dhammas.
耳识也是，声音也是。
Thinking is real now, it's Dhamma.
思考也是一个真的实相，它也是法。
But the idea that is thought about, whether it isThe idea of cup, the idea of table, the idea of people sitting around the table, or the idea of interaction between this and that. These ideas are just concepts, panyati, not dhammas, realities.
这里比较关键一点的，我们刚说思考是实相，但是被思考对象所缘不一定是实相，它可能是概念。比如说刚刚身心的互动。或者人或者杯子，它其实是被想的概念。这里可以有问题可以问。
So at night time when we dream, there is dreaming which is thinking about all sorts of imaginary things. The thinking, the dreaming is real, but the imaginary objects are not real. They're just concepts, panyati.
比如说在做梦的时候，睡觉的时候呢，那个去梦里梦的情境是想象出来的，但是去梦的那个心是真的，但是梦境是想象出来的。
And now in between the seeing and hearing and other sense door experiences. There is thinking about people talking, there is thinking about what we ate for breakfast, thinking about different words. The thinking is real, but the ideas are not dhammas, they are panyati.
那在五个根门之后呢，就是每个根门接收所缘之后，都立刻会有心门的过程，去想这个人，去听懂这个话的意义等等的。那这里就会有的是实相，有的是想象的概念。
那请问那个，有个微作心，就是说看只是看，听只是听，那个其实他已经不在想象的范围了，是不是？
So when we heard about in the seeing, there is only seeing, in the hearing, there's only hearing. So there's no concept there.
Right, because when we hear about this, Bahia understood at that moment that the seeing is real. This is one kind of reality that can experience an object. We call it nama. I'm sure you know this word. So namas are those realities that can experience an object. Seeing is nama, hearing is nama, vedana is nama. And the other kind of realities, we call them rupas, are those realities that cannot experience anything. So the seen, that which is seen, the sound, that which is heard, these are rupas. So these are rupa dhammas.
是的，那个巴希亚他听到佛陀讲看就只是看的时候，的确他在那一刻他了解了什么是实相。那这里有两个名词哦，就是明法跟色法。好，那个拿玛是明法，它是那个可以去经验的实相。那另外不能去经验的叫做色法 rupa， 它是什么都不知道。比如说声音，它什么都不知道。但是耳识是拿玛，感受也是拿玛，它可以去经验所缘。
Without the Buddha's teachings, we think I see, and we think I see people sitting here.Cups and fruit on the table. But when we hear the Buddha's teachings, we learn there is no I, as Ajahn was saying. So seeing itself sees. And that which is seen is just that which is visible, the seen. No one in the seen, no fruit in the seen.
那在我们听到佛陀教导之前呢，我们看出去就是有人有东西啊。可是佛陀没有佛陀教导，我们不会知道是眼是在看，不是我在看。那个被看到的东西里面没有人，也没有什么水果这一类的。这里你们可以提问，对，对，就是没有佛陀教导，我们都认为是我在看，可是是眼是在看，不是我在看，并没有我存在。
And this is the meaning of anatta or sunyata, that it is just the Dhamma seeing which sees, and just.The seen, the visible object that is seen. No person there, no thing there, just the Dhamma, the reality that is seen.
这就是所谓无我或者空的意义啊，就是我是找不到的，只有实相存在，在实相里面，感受里面找不到你，感受也不是你，这就是诸法无我的意义。
You are interested in Patijasamubbada?
Patijasamubbada?
Yes.
Okay, Patija. 你对十二因缘有兴趣吗？
有一直在思考，然后因为最近刚好有在看阿毗达摩，我都觉得有一些地方我不懂，我就知道我不到那个境界，就像微作心，我觉得我不到那个境界，所以我感受不到，我体验不到微作心到底是怎么发生的。当微作心起来之后，就那个感受就不在心中了，他只是知道而已。可是我觉得我还没办法进入那个境界。微作心是怎么发生？因为我知道苦就是因为有感受。可是当在微作心发生的时候，看只是看，听只是听的时候，我就不再苦了。所以当我在看阿毗达摩的时候，我会去思考，到底我目前是到达什么样？只是体验到什么地方而已。哪一些我不懂的，我一定就是我没有体验过。
是。I have been thinking about dependent origination, and also I'm starting reading Abhidhamma recently, but there are some parts I read it, but I don't get it. I'm not at that level yet, like the example of seeing is just seeing. And so she could not understand that. But she mentioned dukkha. She mentioned about in that scene of seeing, there's no dukkha.
That's why we better talk about just one word, only one word at a time. When we talk about paticchasamuppada, depending original, right? Is it real? Are there realities?
很好啊，这个就是我们要讨论，我们就一次一个字。比如说十二因缘，它是真的吗？它是实相吗？ It's because of ignorance.
Yes, but is it real? But it's just mupata.
是真的吗？整个十二因缘是真的吗？
哎，我的看法是，当我在我还在无明当中，它是真的。可是倘若或许我跳脱无明之后，我就不进入那个轮回了。这是我的看法。
是啊、，when I still have the ignorance, it's real.
We just talk about whether whatever we are talking like, but they just smoke by that. Is it real?
嗯哼，他的意思就是简单的回答是不是真的。那 she answered about if I still have ignorance, it's real.
No, we just、right. talk about Dharma. Whatever it's real, the truth、
okay.
of reality.
所以是真的嘛，对不对？
是一样，我的看法是。我身为人的时候，我现在还在人的时候，它是真的。我一直在十二轮回当中轮回，可是倘若有一天我能够跳脱它的时候，我就不再受十二轮回因缘控制了。
It's real if I'm still in samsara.
Okay, it's real. So what is the first one of paticchasamuppada?
那第一个真的是什么？十二因缘第一个真的是什么？你刚好提到。
还是无明，因为无明而产生的。
Avijja.
Avijja, what is it?
什么是 Avijja? 什么是无明?
We have to know it first before we can talk much about it later.
我们要先知道它是什么，我们才有办法继续讨论它。
是习性，就是它就是这样子一直在轮回当中。所以什么是无明？就我的认知，是因为我们有那个事，然后所产生的业，所以才带入下一世。然后这一些只要没有进化，
他不是问为什么会轮回，还是问什么是无明
啊？我指吗？
无明应该指的是你不知道烦恼因何而起，就不知道为什么而烦恼。
The Maggie say, ignorance is I don't know why I have a pleasure.
No, not I. We are talking about a reality.
没有我。
Because, but they just, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we say, 不知道烦恼的为何而烦恼。
It's not knowledge, not knowing why there is a...
Is it real?
它是真的吗？无明是真的吗？ I don't think it's real.
So we are talking about not real thing.
那我们在讨论不是真的东西吗
Did Buddha say anything about Avijja?
佛陀有讨论提到有关于无明的东西吗的内容吗
Agreed that when we're talking about Paticchasamuppada, we're talking about Dharma's realities. So whatever the Buddha talked about in Paticchasamuppada has to be about reality.
十二因缘里面的每一项都是实相哦，都是法。佛陀传法，佛陀是讨论什么是真的，他想要解释什么是真的，让我们知道。
And so you mentioned the first part of Paticchasamuppada is about avijja, ignorance. So it must be Dhamma, it must be reality. Otherwise the Buddha wouldn't talk about it.
所以十二因缘里面的第一个无明哦，它是实相。如果它不是实相，不是真的，佛陀没有必要讨论它。
It's real because Buddha taught, or it's real even Buddha didn't teach about it.
那他是真的是因为佛陀有谈他教导才是真的吗？还是即使没有一个佛陀教，也是有一个真的无明在？有吗？如果佛陀没教，有吗？有没有无明？
没有佛陀教也是有无明啊，
yes.
但是无明它也是无常的，也是随时都在变化的，所以我们称这样子为真的吗？
Yes, even if without Buddha's teaching, there is ignorance. But the ignorance also is anicca. So can we call that real?
We don't know anything yet.
Okay.
Just talk about one by one reality. For example, now we're talking about avijja. whether it's real, no matter Buddha taught it about it or not, it's real. Is that right? Or it's real only when Buddha taught about it?
是的，我们还没有谈到无常，我们先在无明是不是真的这件事情先确认下来。对，你还是不认为真的？
不是，对我来讲，我觉得称它为真的或者是虚幻不实的，它是法的一部分。但是真的、
okay.
这个真是怎么去定义？每个人的理解会不太一样。
Okay. Okay. Yes, avijja is reality. It's dharma. I'm sorry, it's dharma, but
it's same. We can use the word reality or dharma.
That's her question. Her question is, what is real is different definition for people. So to her, dharma equal to reality is not equal yet.
So can we say reality or we can say dharma? We mean the same thing or different thing?
在这里我们讲的是同一，这两个字是一样的。那个 dharma 是巴利文 ，reality 是英文，就是是真的。那可是对你来讲，它是不一样的，是不是？
For this part is too difficult for me. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Because to her the challenging is because also avijja arising and passing away. To her, that's not real.
If it is not real, what arises? What is there at moment when it arises?
那如果它不是真的，那在升起的那一刻是什么？如果它不是真的，实相对实相的相对。Still the definition, what is reality?
Okay. Is that seeing right now?
有没有掩饰现在
？Is it real?
是真的吗
？Yeah, yeah. Is it hearing now?
有没有耳饰
？Is sound now?
声音。
Okay, so whatever is real, it has its own characteristic, which appears as it is. Sound cannot be anything else. Whenever it's there, it's sound, that which can be heard. Okay, this is the meaning of reality, whatever is real. And in Pali word, it's Dhamma.
Right. 所以就是有各自的特征，不变的特征的那个就是真的。声音刚刚举的例子演示而是声音，那巴利文里面就叫做法达玛，它还是会生灭啊。
We started by talking about dhammas, which rise and fall away, and we are actually using reality as a translation for the term dhammas. What we're talking about are dhammas, but is reality a good translation for the word dhammas?The reason we refer to them dhammas as realities is because dhammas all have a characteristic. They are something that can be directly experienced.
那是更进一步解释哈，为什么挑英文字 reality 当做法的这个翻译啊？因为的确是重点是那个法那个真的定义是它有不变的特征，对不对？眼是不可能听到声音的、啊。对不对？声音也不会去看到东西，还有各自各自的功能跟特征，所以我们把它翻成实相。
So reality has a meaning in conventional language, but we can forget about that for the purpose of this discussion because we are just using it to mean dhammas.
那如果这个字有困扰你，我们先不用太在乎这个翻译的字，它背后的意义其实就是那个会被直接经验、不会改变特征的，叫做 dhamma， 叫做法。
And the Buddha taught that all conditioned realities are anicca, impermanent, dukkha, unsatisfactory, and anatta.
那佛陀教所有生灭的实相呢，都是所有生灭的实相呢，都是那个无常、苦跟无我。
So just to recap, so.The Buddha taught that all conditioned realities are anicca, impermanent, dukkha, unsatisfactory, and anatta, not self.
所以我们刚刚就是提到佛陀教导的所有的实相呢，先不谈涅槃，生灭的实相一定有无常、苦跟无我的特征。
So seeing now is a conditioned reality, Sankara Dhamma, conditioned reality. It arises and it falls away instantly. It's impermanent.
那 condition 这个字其实在英文字里面叫做就是因缘和合的意思，有因缘和合的实相叫 conditioned reality.
And because it arises and falls away, it's unsatisfactory. This is the meaning of dukkha, not worth clinging to. It's not a refuge of any kind.
那其实一般的病痛的苦或心里面受的失去的苦不是佛陀特有的教导，他讲的是行苦，对不对？所有的因缘和合的实相生灭就是苦，那因为它会生灭灭掉，所以它不是依靠的，它不值得抓住。
And it's anatta, it's not my seeing. I cannot make seeing arise now. I cannot change the seeing that has arisen now. It's arisen because of conditions. This is anatta.
那所以。除了是苦也是无我啊，因为这个东西也找不到你，也不是你的，也不受你控制，它是因缘和合的生灭。
And the same with what is seen, we can call it the visible object, or we can just say it's the seen. That reality, that dharma, is also anicca, dukkha, and anatta.
所以同样的跟眼识一样，那个被眼识经验的所缘色尘，它一样也有这三个特质。只要是实相就都有这三个特质。
Whether there is any understanding like Bahia had or no understanding at all, seeing is always anicca, dukkha and anatta. What is seen, the visible object, is always anicca, dukkha and anatta. No difference at all, whether it's understood or not.
所以即使我们不能像巴希亚那样子可以知道看就只是看听就只是听，可不管知道或不知道它一直在生灭，眼是因为它一直在生灭，它就有苦的特征。
Pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling now, Vedana, it arises, it falls away, it's also anicca, dukkha and anatta, not my feeling.
那感受也一样，即使它是愉快的，它也在灭去。那从这个角度来讲，一直在灭去，不能依靠，不值得抓住，它是苦。那它不是我的感受。
Ignorance now, avijja, it also is a dharma. It's also conditioned. No one wishes or chooses to have avijja. No one wants to have more ignorance. But when there are conditions for avijja, when there's no understanding, it arises by its conditions, and it's also impermanent.Dukkha and anatta.
那无明也是哦，无明也是一个因缘和合生灭的实相。刚刚你提到的，那因为没有人想要有更多无明的，但是它不受控制，它是因缘和合的生灭。
So whatever conditioned reality we're talking about, and all dharmas are conditioned except for nibbana, but we don't need to talk about that now. So all the realities of life now.They're all conditioned, none of them belonging to self, and each one is anicca, dukkha, and anatta.
这边就还是提到诸法无我，那我们先不谈涅槃这个不生不灭的，那其他都是会生会灭的实相，再次强调都有这三个特征，因为它的生灭造成这个特征，还有因缘和合。
We talk about paticca samuppada.After ignorance, every other reality, every other dharma that is referred to in paticca samuppada, each ayatana that you mention, whatever reality it is, each one is anicca, dukkha, and anatta.
所以我们回到十二因缘里面呢、哦，那十二个全部都是因缘和合的实相，所以都一样的特征，都跟无明一样。
So again.Is avijja a reality?
所以哦，我们再来一次。所以无明是实相吗
？Is it you?
它是你吗
？Does it belong to you?
它属于你吗
？Very good firm foundation and confidence to go on. Whatever we are talking about must be.About realities which are anatta.
很好，这部很重要。在这部没有坚定的理解，真的所有的实相都不是我，不属于我之前， 我们还不能往下讨论更深的事情。这是正见。
那请问，是不是当我慢慢把我的我执放掉之后，我的无明是不是就慢慢淡了
？So when gradually let go the idea of I, does that mean the ignorance get less and less?
Only when understanding arises and understands that moment, there's no avijja, and it's the beginning of the elimination of avijja, little by little, very gradually.So the more understanding, the less avijja.
其实是慧越更来更高的时候，慧的累积更高的时候，那当然就更无明出现的机会就更少。因为你出现智慧那一刻不会出现无明嘛，所以当你越来越多时刻出现智慧，你是不会有无明的。不过强调无明不属于你。
To know that avijja is real, it's a reality. Is that enough?
那只知道无明是实相。它不属于你，这样够吗？到目前为止知道这样就够了吗
？So you don't have to talk anymore.
那我们就不用再讨论了。这样还够吗
？It's not enough at all. As long as it does not appear as object to be known directly, it's not self.
还不够的理由是因为它还，我们只是理智上知道，它还没有真的直接被体验到，它无明成为一个所缘，被正念直接经验了。
So if there is no intellectual understanding at all, how can there be conditions for the direct understanding of avijja right now?
这边要强调就是正念升起也有它的因缘条件，那是什么呢？就是在理智上你要先有足够坚定的理解，要不然它不会直接经验。
So there must be more understanding of avijja. Is there avijja now?
所以我们理智上还不够了解无明，我们怎么可能直接经验它？现在有无明吗？有吗？现在有没有
？Not now.
Not now.
Later, I don't know.
Okay, okay. At what moment is now that doesn't have avijja?
哪一刻的时候并没有无明？这时候哪一刻没有无明？
怎么知道没有 ？Because I focus the.People talk.
If Buddha didn't teach, no one knows at all because it's so subtle.
如果没有佛陀教导，没有人可以知道的，因为它太精深了。
Avijja does not understand what.
那无明不懂什么？我们为什么叫无明？他因为他不知道什么。Does not know reality.
No reality.
Avijja does not know reality.
Right. What reality that avijja does not know now?
现在有什么实相是无明不知道的？
我想象不出来，我觉得很像在冥想当中去钻，所以我想不出来。
It's like I'm in a puzzling now. I don't.
Yes, but what?
But
what?
What?
What past?
Puzzle, right?
Puzzle, confused. I see. Yeah. I see. Another reality, not avijja.
那个困惑哈，就是像在迷失中，其实也是另外一个实相，它并不是无明哦。
So, avijja does not understand what appears now, right? It does not know that seeing arises and falls away instantly. Is that avijja?
所以其实无明就是什么都不知道嘛，不知道真相嘛，哈。所以他所有的实相他都不知道，比如像眼识在生灭，他不知道。
It doesn't really know what seeing is.
不可能知道什么是眼识。
So understanding can understand what is seeing. If not, it's avijja.
那了解呢，也就是所谓的智慧呢，他就可以知道，它跟无明是不一样的嘛，智慧可以知道眼识在生灭。
So now it's avijja of what?
所以现在是无明吗？还是别的？
可是当眼识在生灭的时候，若是我们把受加进去，是不是我们又陷入无明当中了？
把受加进去是什么意思？
就是说眼识是触嘛，对不对？一触就
眼识不是触 ，OK 眼识。
对。 因为我们眼是看到就是一种接触嘛，触之后就受了，对不对？可是一受产生，是不是我们又在陷入无明当中？除了我们知道那些都是无常的，都不是我能够控制的，都反正那就是一些生命。若是我们不清楚这个真理的时候，我们会觉得哎，怎么会这样子呢？那个受又产生了，是不是这时候我又陷入无明了？
The question is more to confirm, because when the seeing after the contact, the pasa and the next vedana, and...
Yes, but what is seeing itself?
嗯哼，那先回到一次一个字，什么叫做眼识？什么叫做眼识？
眼盲的人没有眼识。
The blind does not have seeing. The blind person does not have seeing.
What about now?
那现在呢？现在有没有你有没有眼识？
现在我有眼识，因为我眼睛没有失眠。
哦，对不起，我不应该说你有没有眼识，就是现在有没有眼识？
有。
有。Okay. Yeah, there is seeing now. Yeah.
So what is it?
所以是什么？你说有嘛？那它是什么？
哎，我现在就在体验。当眼识一看到的时候，我知道啊，那是红色。就是我已经有加上一个冥想进去了，那是红色、橘色啊、哦。然后倘若那是假的，所以它对我不会引起食欲，我的受就没有产生了。倘若它是真的，哎，我的受就产生了啊、哦。我现在刚好肚子饿，可能啊，哦，那个苹果可能很好吃，这个时候受就产生了。可是我觉得我这样讲不对，这样子好像是刚我刚刚所说的无明又在产生，好像也不大对哦。
啊，没关系，It's still back to the seeing contact the object and then the thinking about.
Seeing doesn't contact.
Right, right. Yeah, 眼视不会碰，眼视不会触，眼视不会接触。
眼视不会接触。
It's mind that's contact.
哦，是
视
在接触。
是眼
视。No, this is wrong. If Buddha didn't teach us, we might think many us, but actually.Seeing cannot contact at all.
眼视不会接触。She's surprised. Seeing cannot contact.
Yeah, everyone, I think. Because you see that who knows that seeing is conditioned, otherwise it cannot arise at all. For example, if there is no eye base, that which can the visible object impinge on it,They cannot be seeing at all. That's why the blind cannot see because they do not have eyes, right? So without eyes, can they be seeing?
所以这是没有佛陀教，怎么会知道眼识是因缘和合呢？眼识因缘和合，就像瞎子，如果没有好的眼睛的话，就不可能有眼识可以升起。所以眼识的升起需要因缘条件，像被色尘啊，还有眼睛，瞎子就看不到。
That's why we have to understand that there are two different kinds of realities, the main, different ones. One arises and cannot experience anything at all, like hardness. Is hardness real?
那所以我们再回到我们刚提到所有的实相分为可以去经验的明法跟不能知道任何事情的设法。那比如说软硬的硬他可以知道东西吗？
软硬的硬是，可能我们看的时候会凭以前的印象去看，这是硬的，因为以前我们曾经去碰过它，所以知道了。因为以前我们
问题是硬可不可以知道？硬知不知道什么事情？
硬本身，硬这个东西他不知道它是硬，其实它并不是硬的，它其实还是一直生灭。我们所有东西都一直生灭，所以它其实真实相不是硬的。
Okay, harness does not know, does not experience anything, but harness keep changing. So
but is it real?
它是真的吗？ She said no.
See, we have to begin again and again and again until we understand.One word at a time or one reality at a time. When there's touching, is there no hardness at all?
在碰触的时候有没有硬被经验？
应该是有。第一个感受是它是硬的。对，除非我们知道佛陀所教我们的，其实它是 它是一直在生灭之后，我们才会有开始有这个。然后还有凭我们的观察，像我们家里很面的很多东西，到后来都一直一直，譬如说本来很光滑，到后来就开始雾面了。其实它就是它的生灭现象产生了。
Yes, there is the feeling of hardness when I touch it.
If there is no hardness, can the feeling feel that which is hard?
如果没有那个硬那个实相在，有感受可以去体验那个是硬的吗？因为你已经感觉它是硬的了嘛。如果硬不是真的，你怎么感受到 ？So hardness is real.
It's a reality.It cannot experience, like sound is real, it's not hard, but sound cannot experience and hardness cannot experience anything. So there are two different kinds of realities. One is that which arises, it has its own characteristic, but it cannot experience anything at all.
那还是回到刚刚明法跟设法，所以就像跟声音一样，音也是什么都不知道。那它是实相，不管它是不是生命，它是有各自的特征可以被经验的。
Can you please tell me more about that which arises but cannot experience anything?
你可以告诉我一些更多关于那些生起来会灭去的，但是可以被经验，但什么都不知道的吗？比如说还有什么？就是设法，比如说还有什么东西是设法，它什么都不知道，但是可以被你直接经验的。比如像刚声音跟印度，那还有没有什么类似的例子？
啊，
那什么都不知道。
什么都不知道。
我们可以说 ，can we talk about a fire or water something？
Not yet. Just one by one. Okay, when you talk about fire, you mean heat, right? It can be touched, so it's a reality which cannot experience at all. What else?What is that?
They have temperature for water, so when you touch, you could feel, you have experience what
when
it
you
is.
When you touch water, it's hard or soft, heat or cold.
Yeah.
So it's not water that you think. It's just heat. Heat, it's heat. Cold is cold.
刚刚老师问的例子就是除了声音跟印度还有别的例子，那刚刚 Maggie 提到就是火。冷热火元素，那他就继续提到水，那提到水可以被经验，可是 Maggie 举个例子，比如说你摸水是温的或凉的，那其实那并不是水，被你经验的其实是火元素，你经验不到水。
What else?
还有没有其他设法的例子？就是实相，但是他并没有能力经验，他不知道。有没有其他例子？
呼吸的时候，腹部的上下胀热种种的现象，这些都是
okay. The phenomenon while breathing, the abdominal up and down and the expansion, the heat.
What characteristic is there to be known as a reality?
那在这些你提到的里面，它有哪些特征是不变可以被直接经验的？
紧缩的时候
the tight, feeling the tightness.
Can it be felt or felt at other part of the body as well?
它可以在身体的其他部分被感受到吗？除了你刚在心这边、in the mind or at heart.
It doesn't matter. We don't talk about doorway yet. Yeah. We just talk about reality itself.
就是你刚刚讲的那些紧啊热啊，在除了你刚刚说肚腹部的呼吸，身体其他部分能不能也感觉到？
可以。
Yes.
If breath does not touch any part of the body, no one knows about it.
如果身体的任何部分没有被接触碰触，就不可能知道嘛，对不对？不会感受到。
是。
Yeah.
So it's only the reality which is tangible, which can be touched when there are conditions for.Feeling or touching it.
那我们提到身体这个碰触呢，其实就只有那个可以被碰触的被经验，就是刚刚提到的火啊、冷热软硬、风元素这样。
So there are breath and realities, many kinds right now. We learn to understand what is there that hasn't been known before.
所以我们现在讨论一些就是实相，刚刚大举的例子，一个一个去讨论，有很多是我们之前没有去注意的，不知道的。
There's nothing to be clung to because it's just conditioned, arising and falling within a second and no more.
那这些在讨论的实相呢，没有一个是值得去执取的，因为它一直在灭去。
When it's so important, it means that there is clinging to the subject or object very much.
但不知道这些呢，我们当然会觉得它很重要，我们就会抓住它。
No letting go, no detachment at all. So only panya will do its function. That's why there should be the very firm understanding of.Dhamma from the very beginning that they have their own characteristic as they are. No one there.
那所以就是因为不知道，所以就不会放手，觉得很重要。那只有智慧慢慢累积，知道这些不值得抓住，才会放掉。
What else in the day which can be known as rupa, the reality which cannot experience? Now we have one word, new word, rupa, that arises.It's real, but it cannot experience. Whatever arises and cannot experience is that class of reality, which is rupa, dhamma.
那刚刚那些我们提到的例子呢，就是实相里面的分类的，实相先分类成两大类，什么都不知道叫 rupa。好，佛陀用 rupa 这个字，我们中文翻成色法，名色的色法。那在一天之中，它是不是常出现？还有哪些？
So what appears in a day is that which can be touched, hardness, softness, from moment when we wake up, right? Softness and touchness everywhere. And what else?
那除了我们刚谈到身体的接触啊，我们从早上睡醒知道碰到软硬冷热，那一天之中我们还接触了，除了身体以外，我们还经验了什么色法？
眼睛看到外在这一切
the scene
还有就是身体所接触的冷热那一些
冷热对冷热刚刚提到了 yeah, the all the scene all the stuff seen by the eyes、right?
You mean the reality which can be seen no one there because reality cannot be seen
那你指的被你看到的是实相吗因为实相是没有人的哦因为诸法无我嘛，法是实相啊。
譬如，因为刚刚老师在说的时候，我就去看到那个雕像，我觉得那就是色法，然后它目前是真实存在的。
嗯，
我只是有这种感受。
Okay, so when I'm asked about a question, I look at that statue, and it's real, it's the rupa, right?
What it seen?
什么被看到？
外在的一个东西被我的眼视看到然后当然眼视一定要加上心才会去感受到若是那个心不在焉的时候我是看不到这一些的
你说被看到是
被看到的时候是因为有加入我这颗心去看它倘若我是心不在焉的时候我是看不到外在的这些东西、
The reason I can see the scenes outside because I add the mind, the consciousness to
no,
it
No, you
Right, I'm just translating、
yeah.
No, I see this
Only seeing and that which is seen, no one thereWe have to be very firm about realities. All realities are different ones. They are not be taken for anything. Because sound is sound, smell is smell, taste is taste. That which is seen is seen. Only that which can be seen can be seen.
这里是比较困难。那只有那被看到的会被看到。那因为只有实相存在。那就像可以被闻到的被闻到。可以被尝到的被尝到对所以可以被听到的可以被看到的
And
只有实相
the understanding of the truth of this will bring about gradually detached from clinging or taking for something or I
为什么要谈这个呢？逐渐了解被看到的并没有东西在里面被看到，会逐渐逐渐放掉这些人啊东西的执取。但是你真的相信没有东西被看到吗？
So just learn to understand reality just one by one. You talk about seeing and that which is seen, right? When we talk about seeing, we talk about the seeing and that which is seen. And also the eye base. Without it, that cannot be seen.
对，我们谈到眼视的时候啊，如果没有那个可以被看到的，如果没有眼睛这个根本，那这整个眼视的经验不会发生。
眼视的经验发生了，可是倘若我不去一直执着在那上面，譬如说我觉得哦那个好漂亮哦，可能我下次可以怎么样，就是想运发生了。其实这个时候就是一种生命，看是看，可是当我离开这之后，可能我就忘记他了。就是他是一直生灭，是这样的，这样子吗？
嗯哼。So when you say, when I experience that statue, it may seem pretty. So if I try not to attach to it, and I know it's just arising and passing away, when I walk out here, I may already forget about it. Is that supposed to be?
That are many different moments, many realities.We just talk about one at a time so there can be clear understanding of each one. For example, when we talk about seeing, just seeing, no thinking, no trying to do anything at all, but to understand seeing is the self, because usually there is the idea of I see, which is wrong.
那你刚刚提到是很多很多时刻，那我们基本上就是一次一个时刻就好。那在演示发生的时候还没有心思在思考，所以我们先在一刻来讨论，因为我们都习惯是我在看了，我在想了。
Okay. And now we are talking about Patijasamupada, but we don't mention the word Patijasamupada at all.
嗯，当我们在讨论的，其实都是跟十二因缘有关，但是我们其实讨论的是实相，不一定要明讲它是十二因缘，不一定要说是。
For example, is seeing Patijasamupada?
比如说，那眼视是不是十二因缘？
应该是，就是说我在看阿毗达摩，看那个五门转向。哎，我们一般人是五门转向，这五根转向之后，然后事就发生了。
嗯，
所以我们其实也就在这十二因缘当中，还是一样是在这当中，因为这五根门发生了。我只刚开始我都不懂五门转向是什么，然后我。这当然，这是我自己的一个很疑惑啊，因为我看到那个阿罗汉，他是五门转向之后，可是他的事是不发生的，所以他才会产生唯作心。可是我们现在应该不是在讨论这个吧？
老师的问题是，老师的问题是眼视是不是十二因缘？
是。
So her answer is yes. Seeing is the dependent origination.
Okay, now, seeing is one.And the visible object, that which is seen, is it also Patijasamupada?
那色尘是不是也是十二因缘的一部分 ？Should be.
Should or must?
应该是还是是？
色尘是不是十二
因缘？一部分 ，Yes.
So what's the meaning of the word ayatana?
那所谓的。六根是什么？是十二处是什么意思？十二处，我们不是讲六根、六识、六尘吗？因为你有外六处跟内六处，阿亚坦那是什么意义？
是什么意义？
是什么意思？所谓的十二处是什么意思？
十二处是讲我们这个色身的现象。
It's about the phenomenon of the rupa of the body.
The meaning of ayatana?
Yeah, that's her answer. That's, she asks, she's not quite sure.
So what, what is the answer?
The answer, it's more a question back. So is it about, she wonder if it's about, the bodily phenomenon.
Kunina, do you know the Pali term, Patijasamupada? What is it, please?
Dependent origination in English, Patijasamupada. But all the time there are realities, so all the time we cannot say there is not dependent origination. It depends because it's first ignorance of all those realities. That's the first one. Because of ignorance, we have to be reborn.
While the microphone's coming back, can we clarify whether we're talking about ayatana or paticca-samuppada?
Paticca-samuppada.
Yeah.
But paticca-samuppada comprises what? So many things. And now we just talk about the term, the word paticca-samuppada.
There are all this that arises, ignorance, there has to be rebirth. And then all the realities are part of the dependent origination.
Mm-hmm. 那还是回到十二因缘是不是包含了我们现在一切正在发生的事情呢？ 那妮娜刚刚提到就是说，那一样是因为这个升起，所以那个升起嘛，这是十二因缘的精神。那因为有无明的升起，那整个十二因缘的轮回以后会有继续生命的再出生嘛？
It's about also about karma. Karma. It's a difficult term. We have to understand each word as Ajahn says what karma is.
这边点到另外一个字哦，叫做业啊。那不过它十二因缘里面也一定有含有业力、业报嘛，哈。所以这个我们会再继续详细的讨论。对。
So it's better to understand reality rather than remember the word. For example, if there is no understanding of seeing and the eye and the object, how can we understand paticca-samuppada?
Mm-hmm. 所以我们听到很多名词，眼视啊、眼睛根本啊、色尘啊，那这些名词我们熟悉之后，我们并不见得我们是直接经验到它的。我们知道，我们如果不知道这个，我们怎么真的懂十二因缘？
It is difficult to understand ignorance because we are ignorant at this moment of seeing. We don't know really. We hear the word seeing, but what is it?
对，因为无明刚刚有提过嘛，所以我们不知道什么是眼识嘛，因为无明不会知道，所以那我们回到这一刻，那什么是眼识？这样来了解十二因缘。你刚好像问问题，是不是？啊，对，那个我还是希望老师可以把刚才十二处。
简单的说出来，让大家可以听一下。
Oh, she would like to talk about ayatana because
now we are talking about ayatana because we talk about seeing the eye and that which is seen. Is that not ayatana?
那十二处里面呢，视也是一个其中一处嘛，对不对？眼视是不是
？But we just don't follow the word or the name. We like to understand the truth of it.
对，那除了知道这个名字之外呢，我们想更进一步知道这个实相现在的发生。Each
word related to the other when there's more and more understanding.
当智慧逐渐累积的时候，这些字之间彼此就会有产生关联跟贯通。For
example, now at a moment of seeing, there must be the visible object, that which is seen, and there must be eye sense already having arisen in order for there to be seeing of what is seen.
所以不管是十二因缘或是十二处哦，就是眼识这时候一定有眼根跟色尘，要不然眼识不可能发生。So
the ayatanas are referring to the meeting, the association of these different dhammas.
那所以所谓的我们谈十二处呢，它其实强调，它跟五蕴，它为什么谈十二处？它的强调的点是这些不同的实相相遇了。So
eye sense is ayatana, inner ayatana, visible object is ayatana, outer ayatana, and seeing consciousness at that moment is ayatana, another inner ayatana.
所以这边就有提到什么是内六处、外六处哦。像色尘是属于外六处的嘛，那至于眼识跟根本是内六处的部分。Without
eye sense and without the visible object, there cannot be seeing at that moment.
所以没有因缘和合的眼根跟色尘的话，眼识是不可能经验的。
what is seen, the visible object, and the eye sense, these are rupas. They're dhammas that cannot experience anything.
那回到色尘哦，它是我们刚刚提到的 rupa 那个色法，它什么都不知道。
Seeing is nama, nama dhamma. It's a reality that experiences an object. It experiences visible object at that moment of seeing.
那眼识呢是明法，它可以经验。它眼识的识是心，它去经验那个色尘。
So at this moment now, there are the meeting of these different ayatanas. So when we read about paticca samuppada, it's all about now, reality arising at this moment.
所以十二处是在谈这些实相聚集去在一起，所以经验才可以发生。那跟十二因缘一样，不管是怎么样，都是关于这一刻实相什么是真的。
So there is no I involved. There is no thing or person involved. Seeing sees, and what is seen is visible object. Not a beautiful statue, not a person, not a cup. Just the visible object.
那，所以现在正在发生的实相呢，眼识就只是去看那个色尘，并不是那个漂亮的雕像，不是那个杯子。
And when we talk about seeing, seeing is the leader or the chief in experiencing the visible object, but it has to arise with other namas, other realities, which also experience the visible object.
当心在眼睛根本升起的这个眼识呢，它是主要的经验者哦，它还有其他的伴随它去经验这个色尘的那个明法。
For example, in order for seeing to experience visible object, there has to be contact, passa, and there has to be feeling, vedana, arising together with the seeing, experiencing the visible object, and falling away together with the seeing.
比如说，眼识升起的时候呢，还会有一个叫做 passa， 它的功能是去接触这个所缘。还有它也会伴随感受，这个所缘带来的是愉快还是不愉快，还是中心的感受。
So it's not that there is seeing, then there is passa, then there is vedana. They arise together, experience the object together, fall away together at that moment of seeing.
所以在眼识发生的那一刻呢，除了眼识以外，还有刚刚举例说明的接触跟感受一起升起来去经验色尘，然后灭去。
And it's the same at a moment of hearing. When hearing arises, it has to be accompanied by seven mental factors. We can call them chetasikas. I'm sure you know the term. And these include passa and vedana because they arise with every moment of consciousness.
同样的，就像耳识这时候。耳识升起来经验声音的时候呢，耳识是主要的经验的实相，那它一样被伴随除了刚刚提到的触跟感受以外，就是总共会有七个来协助耳识去经验声音。
So these are all namas which experience an object different from the rupas such as the hardness or the coldness you mentioned or the visible object or the sound which don't experience anything.
所以这些去经验的明法呢，心啊跟心所，它跟那个什么都不知道被经验的实相的 rupa 色法是不一样的。
So the reason we learn in more detail about different namas and different rupas, different kinds of realities, is to be very clear that there is no one here or there to be found, no person, just different dhammas, different realities arising and falling away. Some are namas and some are rupas. So when we talk about the ayatanas or when they're mentioned in paticca samuppada, it is just talking about different namas and different rupas which are associated together. So seeing is ayatana, the eye sense and the visible object are ayatanas. So without those rupas, there cannot be the nama which experiences the object. And each mental factor like pasa or vedana is also ayatana.
这里很重要的是我们为什么要学这些细节啊？ 那就是把那个我给，不是我在看，不是我在听，就是去经验的是心跟心所，被经验的是那些色尘或声音，这是要强调的。学这些是为了要知道，并没有我在用意志力控制这些事情，是因缘和合的。所以不管刚刚谈的是六处、内六处、外六处，他们的聚集经验，其实都只是为了强调只有法在身念而已。
Is there ayatana now?
现在有没有十二处? Yes.
What ayatana?
比如说什么? See. See and hearing.
In a moment, please.
就一刻而已。因为你刚刚讲 see and hearing, 是同一刻吗?
But we talk about different ones. Seeing is not hearing. So at moment of seeing, what is?
Maggie said, at the same time, seeing, hearing at the same time.
No, never the same time at all.
The sound
cannot be seen. It cannot impinge on the eyebrows. And the seeing just see visible object. It cannot see sound. So they cannot arise at the same time.
声音是接触耳根，它不是接触眼根，所以在听耳是经验声音那一刻有掩饰吗？
不是，是我们的掩饰是在作用中。
I see singing at the same time. I hear something. No,
not at the same time at all.
Not at some time.
Not at the same time. 不是同时，看起来好像同时啊，我好像在看的过程中有听到声音啊。
That's why we learn about ayatana. They must be different.
这就是为什么我们要学这一刻的十二处，一刻只有一个经验。
So is there ayatana now?
现在有没有十二处？
So this moment is a how long time? One second?
How long is this moment?
One of 10 seconds?
Just one moment.
那问题是在这一刻有多久？是一秒钟还是十分之一秒嘛？ 这是Maggie的问题。 She still question.
Yes.
What? How long is the moment?
Oh, I see. Uncountable. So very rapidly arising and falling away. Otherwise, as soon as you open your eyes, many things appear. But actually, there must be only one particular object which impinge on the eye. And seeing just right to see just only that before there can be the image or the sign of that which arises and falls away in succession which create the idea of something with different shape and form.
非常非常快啊，你看眼睛睁开就看到很多东西啊，所以它已经是不止一刻了，因为一次一刻只有一个所缘而已，非常非常快。
所以所谓的一个所缘是指七个塑形心之中的一个塑形心而已吗？
So the so-called object is not just one of the seven Javana Chitta?
The object which is Rupa lasts for seven moments of Chitta, including Javana.
当一个色尘升起来的时候呢，它持续的时间是17个心升起的时间，包括那七个塑形心。
So when we talk about the nama, we're talking just about the nama. And when we talk about rupa, we talk about just rupa. And when we talk about ayata, just only ayatana, in order to understand each one clearly.
所以就是当我们谈十二处，我们只谈十二处，我们谈或者其他十二因缘，我们只谈十二因缘，演示就只谈演示。我们还没有谈整个十七个心的塑形心这些过程。那是比较还有后面的细节。
Is seeing an ayatana?
演示是十二处吗？
请问老师，你说的演示是十二处吗？ 是指我们眼睛下看到的这个当下，然后就产生十二处吗？ 是这样子吗？
So the question is, the moment of the experience on this object, Do you mean that's ayatana?
Many. At least there must be the object which is seen, and that which experiences it, and the rupa, which like the eye, without the eye, that cannot be seen. It has to be there. Everything meets or must be to be there together in a moment.
在演示经验的那一刻是有很多实相发生的，色尘本身还有眼睛本身，这些都是实相。 那十二处是这个 实相
老师的意思是说，十二处只是指出这个当下所发生这个叫做十二处，就是我们这个身心跟外在的这些东西一接触的当下，就十二处产生，是这样子吗？
So ayatana means the moment. The moment from there is
the meeting of realities in a moment.
Right. 就是这些实相在一起的那一刻是十二处，就是演示发生的时候，不会只有演示，还有声音，还有眼根跟色尘，那些聚集在一起的时候。那请问十二处，它是一个统称，是吗？ Is ayatana a general term?
What do you mean?
什么意思？就是说，十二是一个数字，处是一个名相，那十二是哪十二个名相？ So like the ayatana, they are outer and inner six.
Okay, but you see that what is the meaning of ayatana? The meeting place. So there must be more than one person, right? Or so there must be. That which experience and the object which is there and the I and also Jetasika.
那个处的意思是那个开会的地方聚集的一场，所以一定至少一个以上的实相，要不然不会有经验发生。哦，是，我知道是聚集的地方。那十二这个数字代表什么？ What does the six outer and the six inner, the total 12, what does that 12 mean?
We talk one by one in order to know what are the six from one to one.
我们一个一个谈，才会知道这十二个是什么。Yeah. 对。
So now at moment of seeing, can there be hearing as ayatana?
所以在那一刻演示的处之后呢，有没有耳识？在有演示的那一刻有没有耳识？
倘若是六根健全的人，是有。
At moment of seeing, yeah.
Maggie 说的是，刚刚老师有解释，每一刻只会有一个所缘，所以声音不能碰到眼根，声音只能让耳识经验，所以那耳识经验的那一刻不会有演示，非常非常短的一刻。Each
ayatana is reality, not just a term. It's referring to reality, but seeing cannot arise on its own. There must be the visible object, the eye sense, and the mental factors, the chetasikas that arise with that moment of seeing. So each of these is ayatana.
所以这边提到的处呢，其实都是指实相，好，都是指实相。那演示跟眼根跟色尘这些。
But there can only be one moment of consciousness. We call it citta, one citta at a time. So at a moment of seeing, there cannot be hearing, there cannot be thinking, there cannot be any other moment of consciousness or citta.
我们这边有一个新的字叫 citta, 其实就是心意识的意思。 那每一刻只会有一个 citta, 只会有一个意识而已，去经验它的所缘。
So when citta arises, it arises together with the mental factors like pasa we mentioned and falls away at that moment of experiencing, that moment of consciousness. There cannot be hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking or any other kind of citta, just seeing at that instant.
那刚刚讲 citta 演示升起是心升起的时候，它会伴随心所。 就刚刚提到的，不管是触或者是感受，那因为一次只会有一颗心去经验所缘，所以眼识跟耳识不会同时发生。
It may seem as though there is hearing and seeing at the same time.
and thinking and feeling and all sorts of things. But as we've explained earlier, these realities we're talking about arise and fall away very rapidly. And there's the appearance of continuity, continuous seeing, continuous hearing. And there's the appearance of simultaneity happening at the same time.
除了刚刚提到眼视跟耳视好像同时发生的，我们甚至会觉得我在想，我在感受也是同时在发生的，不只是看跟听而已。那都是因为它太快了，快到让你觉得它好像同步连续在发生。
But that's because there has not been the direct understanding of the different realities as they are.
那我们没有办法，我们现在只因为我们还没有办法直接了解这些是真相是真的这样子。
And it required the wisdom of a Buddha to unravel the appearance, the confusion that we have about the true nature of realities.
所以我们需要靠佛陀的教导来把这些真相解开来，这些快速生灭。
我知道，可是刚刚我的疑惑还是没有，就是我们眼视发生的时候会，老师有问过说有没有十二处，然后对十二处这个名相我是不懂的，什么叫做眼视发生的当下有没有十二处，所以我也没办法回答是有还是没有，因为我不懂得十二处是什么。
嗯嗯嗯 OK, the question is I still don't get what do you mean is there ayatana now?But because the Chinese, when we translate ayatana, we also bring out the 12. Right.
There must be one and one and one and one to be 12.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. 因为巴利文里面并没有提到十二，但是中文翻过来就直接说是十二处了。但是老师的意思是一个一个来，先不用管那十二。那处本身就是十二处的处地方，那个是实相的意思。那个处是处所嘛。就是开会的地方，聚集的地方，是实相会聚集的地方。
When we read about 12 ayatanas, it doesn't mean they all arise at every moment.
所以当我们提到十二处的时候，并不是指它同时发生这十二处，所以并不是眼视，而是同时在发生。
So for at a moment of seeing, eye sense is there, visible object is there, but no ear sense or sound.That is experienced at that moment.
所以在眼视发生的那一刻呢，并不会有耳视、声音跟耳根在作用。
So, at each moment, we have to consider what ayatana is there. So, at a moment of seeing, eye sense has to be there. Visible object is there. Seeing consciousness is there, and mental factors, chetasikas are there, but no.Hearing, no smelling, no tasting, no touching, no ear sense, no sound, and so on. So at each moment we have to consider what ayatanas are meeting at that moment.
所以在眼视经验的那一刻呢，这些处呢有哪些实相呢？一定会有眼视，一定会有眼根，一定会有色尘，也会有心所。但是在眼视那一刻的处呢，不会有其他根本的耳视等等之类的实相。
你刚刚说眼处发生的时候会有
眼视，眼视发生的时候
对会有
眼睛的根本
对
色尘，
就是眼根色
尘，色尘还有心所，
心所对
啊，除了眼视本身以外，
对，
至少这几个，
这三个
，only the three，only the visible object.
At a moment of seeing, actually there are four because there is eye sense.Visible object, seeing consciousness, which is manayatana, and the chetasikas such as pasa, which are dhammayatana. So at that moment, there is the meeting of four ayatanas.
其实会有四个，就是刚刚讲的色尘、眼根、眼视本身跟心所。刚刚的例子，比如说触跟感受。
所谓的四个就是心会同时发生嘛，因为一定是心跟心所是同时发生的嘛，所以四个就是说我们刚刚说的那三个之外还有个心，是这样子的意思吗？还是另外那个是什么？
眼视就是心，
眼视就是心，哦，是这样解释的哦。
So that's four happened at the same time.
So at the moment of seeing, the visible object and the eye sense have already arisen. If the visible object had not impinged on the eye sense, there couldn't be seeing. So at the moment of seeing, visible object and eye sense have already arisen. And the mental factors such as pasa arise together with the seeing, experience the visible object, and that seeing and those citta seekers fall away at that instant together. But as we just mentioned, the rupas last longer than the namas.
Mm-hmm. 那因为我们刚好提到就是那马如法名色法，色法存在的时间比那马还长，比那个心还久，是17个。所以你说是不是同时呢？心跟心所是同时，但是在那之前已经先有眼跟让色尘接触了，过了一会才是眼识升起。
意思 right？
我们说的citta是意识，可能在这里用心。
The Chinese translation of citta is mind, but it's better to translate as consciousness. Uh-huh. Consciousness, right.
Or that which experiences.
Because there is a confusion of seeing. She's still not knowing seeing is actually citta.
So let's talk a little bit more about namas and rupas. So rupas we know are those realities that cannot experience anything. Hardness is rupa, visible object is rupa, sound is rupa.
所以我们再回来看一下什么是不能经验的，那一样是名色法的色法，刚刚举例的声音啊、色尘啊，这些是什么都不知道的。我们再回来看这个什么是名色法。
And when we talk about namas, those realities that experience an object, there are two kinds of namas, citta and cetasika.
那名法呢，有心跟心所，可是我们中文的翻译都翻心跟心所，那个心是意识的。Citta
is the chief in experiencing the object, and at every moment during life, there is citta arising and falling away.
所以每一刻都有意识在生灭，跟心所在生灭。
So while sleeping, there is citta arising and falling away. Whilst thinking, there is citta arising and falling away. Now at moments of seeing or hearing, there is citta arising and falling away.
那所以每一刻每一刻都有这些意识在生灭。
Another word for citta is vijnana or mano, different words. So we have different words, citta, mano, vijnana. It all refers to the moment of experiencing an object. And at every moment in life, there is citta or vijnana or mano, just the same.
即使在巴利文里面有很多的名字是在指那个去经验的实相，比如说 citta， 我们刚刚讲的，一般翻成中文是翻成心。 那还有 mano 也是翻成心，它叫 minyana 无蕴的事，色受想行识的事。所以，但是不管你用什么名字，就是那个去经验的。So
whether we're talking about seeing now or thinking or moments of deep sleep, there is citta arising and falling away.
所以不管是哪一个时刻，即使在深深的睡眠中，也是有心在生灭，意识在生灭。
And each citta is accompanied by at least 7 cetasikas or mental factors.
那每一个意识呢，或是心呢，它一定伴随至少7个心所。
So at a moment of seeing, citta sees, and it's accompanied by 7 cetasikas. Pasa, Vedana, and 5 other citta seekers.
那七个就是包含我们刚刚提到的触根感受，那还有另外5个目前还没有谈。
They arise together and they experience the visible object that has already arisen and has already impinged on the eye sense.
所以这个七个心所伴随这个眼识 好，然后去经验这个色尘。
So each of these realities is ayatana, and it is meeting together at that moment.
这些每一个实相呢，刚刚谈到的眼识啊、心所啊、色尘啊、眼根，都是实相，都是实相。
And the point of discussing about ayatanas or paticchasamuppada or any other part of the Buddha's teachings in detail is to understand that at this moment there is no self experiencing and no person, no thing experienced, just the meeting of different dharmas, realities.
那这个例子是在告诉我们眼识发生的那一刻只有刚刚提到的那几个实相，对不对？那里面是没有人的，没有人在经验色尘，是眼识。
The same question again. Is there ayatana now?
所以现在有触吗？有 ayatana 现在有吗？
What ayatana?
比如说什么？触不是接触的触，是十二触的触啊，触触，现在有触吗？阿亚塔呢？
触是这样子吗
？Yes, the sound impinge, and then is that 阿亚塔呢
？What is 阿亚塔呢？
那什么是触？什么是阿亚塔呢 ？I don't know how to answer.
The sound is 阿亚塔呢 at moment of hearing.
声音就是触，在耳识发生的那一刻，耳识经验发生的那一刻，声音就是触。
Without sound, there cannot be hearing at all.
如果没有声音，不会有耳识去经验。
So sound must be there, and the ear sense must be there as well, and also citta, which experiences is there with cetasikas. Those are eyes.
所以耳识经验的那一刻一定除了声音以外还有眼根还有耳识本身还有伴随的七个心所这些就是所谓的触
So altogether how many ayatanas are there?
所以总共有多少触呢刚刚提到 那么多总共有多少触
总共有多少触是不是就是六根跟六尘所以才产生六识还是加起来以前我像看过一个名词叫做是十八层还是什么
十八元素 Now it's a bit confused to Dhatus
Because we know what are ayatanas So now we just talk about how many ayatanas are there、mm-hmm. You know the number See?
那我们只是我们现在不是在讨论那十八个，我们在讨论触。那你刚刚的耳识的例子就是有声音、有耳根、有耳识、有心所，还有多少？每一个都是阿亚塔那，每一个都是实相，每个都是实相。那有多少呢？
老师
有
多少？
耳识的例子。
耳识发生的是有多少什么？
实相有多少阿亚塔那？
No answer yet.
She does not know how many.
How about counting one at a time. Yeah. So at the moment of hearing, can you tell me one ayatana?
那我们就一个慢慢来。在耳识经验的那一刻，你可以告诉我有什么是实相ayatana吗？在这里ayatana是指实相的意思。当耳识发生的时候。The ear sense.
Ear sense. Okay. One ear sense. Okay. What else?
Cetasika.
Cetasika. Okay. Two. That is Dhammayatana.
Chitta.
Chitta. Hearing consciousness.
Hearing. Yeah.
Hearing. And what else?
还有没有？色尘是眼。
声音。
Sound.
Sound. Okay. So four ayatanas.At that moment, the ear sense, the sound, the citta, the hearing consciousness, which is Manayatana, and the Chetasikas that arise, which is Dhammayatana. So the meeting of those different ayatanas, those four ayatanas. And when we talk about the Chetasikas, they're all under Dhammayatana at that moment of hearing. So this is the meeting of ayatanas.
对，我们刚刚谈到的四类啊，就是刚刚谈到的声音啊、耳根啊，然后意识就是心。我们要讲心，你就把它想成是意识，书里面都翻成心。那心所，那这些都是阿亚塔那在一起聚集。那如果更细一点讲，心所叫做所谓的达玛亚塔那，是法处。
One of those ayatanas is missing. Can there be hearing of the sound?
如果任何一个刚刚提到的缺了，只要缺任何一个，有会发生耳饰这个经验吗？刚刚讲的啊。
For example, can we cut out the chitta or cut out the chitta seekers or cut out the ear sense?
刚刚提到的，如果我们如果没有那个心，没有心所，或是没有耳根，这整个经验会发生吗？Nope.
No, so those are all different realities, or different conditions in order for hearing to hear the sound at this very instant.
所以耳饰要发生，这一刻的耳饰要发生，必须有这么多的实相，因为因缘条件的关系，它才有可能发生。
So what we learn is for hearing to arise and experience the sound, there must be many different conditions.For that hearing to arise, it's not I can decide to hear or I can make hearing arise. Actually, for hearing to arise, there must be the sound that's impinged on the ear sense, there must be the chitta which is conditioned to arise, and there must be the chitta seekers supporting the chitta to experience that object.
Mm.刚提到的每个实相都是因缘和合升起的嘛，所以它的重点就是在各自有各自的因缘和合的条件，并没有一个我的存在在决定谁可以升起来，要不要升起来。
How many ayatanas are there in Paticchasamuppada?
In Paticchasamuppada. 那在十二因缘里面有多少处呢？
And not only in Paticchasamuppada, anywhere in Tipitaka.
也不止十二因缘，在整个三藏佛陀的教导里面，有多少是处？有多少处呢？不是接触的处哦，
不是接触。
我们不是在讲接触的处，我们讲是讲那个
实相。
对，这个处，我们处是指阿亚塔那，不是指。
是指实相。
The 阿亚塔那的。Chinese pronunciation is the same as the pasa. Pasa and ayatana, the Chinese pronunciation is the
there
same.
There is another word. When right. pasa with ayatana, it is pasa ayatana. One word. Mm-hmm. The pasa, which is ayatana. Because pasa arises and falls away all the time. But when pasa is not there at the meeting place, no citta arising, that is not ayatana.
Mm-hmm.那刚好你提到这个接触的触齁，跟我们讲十二的触是不同一个字哦。那的确在所谓的十二触的那个触，刚刚讲的演示的时候，一定也有 pasa， 这是另外一个字。我们刚刚提到的这个字，就是让心可以去经验所缘，它的功能就是接触，让心去接触所缘。那回到刚刚的问题，就是三藏经典里面有多少触呢？阿亚塔呢？
你是说三千大千世界吗
？Do you mean all 3,000 worlds? When you say how many ayatana in a Tipitaka, right?
Whenever there is reality, there must be ayatana.
当有实相的时候，当在讨论实相，就是 ayatana， 就是那个实相。
所以就只有一个
处而已。So only one 那个处，你指的是哪个处？
十二处的处。
So only one ayatana.
When they are not coming together at meeting place, they do not arise, so they are not there.
我们刚谈跟耳朵那个例子的时候，只有一个实相吗？ Right, 所以不止一个. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, more than one. More than one.
What do you mean?
At the moment of Ayatana, more than one reality, she means.
More than one.
Reality. Yeah. More than one.
Yeah. Is there Ayatana now?
现在有触吗, Ayatana? 现在有没有实相呢?
Is Chitta, is Avicca Ayatana?
那刚刚提到的意识啊, 心啊, 还有无明啊, 它是 Ayatana 吗? 它是吗? 是实相?
What Ayatana is Avicca?
那无明是什么处呢?
无明是什么处? 无明是什么处? 心?
Chitta?
Avicca is not Chitta. It cannot be Manayatana.
它不可能是那个心的意思。 无明不是那个意思。 我们在讲意思是心哦, 心就是意思这样。
那无明是指行动吗?
啊?
行动?
Action? Ignorance is action.
What is action?
What, 什么是行动? What?
好, 换一个说话, 无明是法。 可是法是真实的啊。
Avijja is Dharma, and Dharma is real.
So, is it Ayatana?
所以它是 Ayatana 处吗? 所以无明是吗?
是啊。
Yes.
When is it Ayatana?
什么时候呢?
什么时候呢? 我们六根接触的那个当下吗?
The moment of Pasa.
Pasa arises with each citta, each moment. So by that meaning, you mean avijja arises with each citta?
那因为其实心在经验的那一刻一定都会有触接触的触，所以你的意思是无明在每一刻都跟着心吗?
是。
Yes.
Avijja cannot arise with each citta. That's why there are different cittas, some with avijja and some without avijja.
无明没有办法跟着每一种类型的心意识升起，所以有不同种类的意识，不同种类的心。是啊。所以并不是每个意识都带着无明。不是每个意识都带着无明啊。可是佛陀不是说我们人生下来的时候就是带着无明而下来的。
But didn't Buddha say we are born with ignorance?
Yes. What is ignorance?
那什么是无明呢?
在智慧没有升起，没有认识到实相的时候， 那个时候，当没有认识到实相的时候，无明就升起了，是这样子吗？
When there is no understanding of realities, the avijja arises.
At moment of seeing, is there avijja?
那在演示的那一刻有无明吗？
倘若我们还处在实相当中，而不是在智慧当中，它是有无明的。
If we don't have understanding, then there is avijja.
It's not we, it's not our own understanding. We have to study the teachings of the Buddha very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's be wrong.
Mm-hmm. 也不是我的了解，不是我的无明，对。 只是提醒，老师提醒，所以我们在讨论佛法，不是我的，这是一个提醒，对。所以演示其实他没有无明。 So there's no avijja in the scene?
Right. Not at all.
No.
It does not arise with seeing, after seeing.
它并不会，它并没有跟演示同时升起，但是可能之后会有。所以演示这个东西没有无明。 So seeing is not accompanied by avijja.
And there are other cittas which doesn't have avijja. What are they? The cittas which do not arise with avijja. What are they?
那没错，演示是其实它是没有被无明伴随的。那除了演示，还有其他的心是没有被无明伴随的。比如说还有什么呢？
For example, if there is understanding at the moment of understanding, is there avijja?
在有智慧升起的那一刻的意识，有无明伴随吗？
没有。
At a moment of kindness or generosity, is there avijja?
在有善意慈悲的那一刻会有无明吗？有善意无个慈悲的
没有。
At a moment of hearing, is there a avijja?
那耳识发生的那一刻呢？
没有。
So we cannot say that whenever there is passa, there is a avijja, because passa arises with every citta throughout life, with seeing, with hearing, with understanding, with every kind of citta. But avijja just arises with akusala cittas, unwholesome cittas.
所以因为呢触接触的触它是伴随着每一个意识每一个心的它是伴随每一个心的心所所以在有智慧那一刻呢是不会有无明所以不能说一有接触就有无明对不对不能说一有接触的那一刻就有无明因为那一刻有可能是有智慧的 Yeah.
So is avijja ayatana?
所以无明是处阿亚坦那吗？无名是吗？没有，无名是不是处阿亚坦那？阿亚坦那，
阿亚坦那是指
处
处处是指实相的那个处吗？还是
说
接触的处
so, 啊？我现在讲的是阿亚坦那就不是接触的处
哦，是
OK，
是
接触处接触处，我会提醒你是接触的处，但是我们现在讲的处是阿亚坦那处所的处。
处所的处，
对
啊，哦，处所的处，
对，
所以无明是不是就是处所那个处？
对，是不是？
不是吧？是不是
？Is a feature? Is a feature reality? Is it dharma?
啊，无明是法是实相吗？
法是实相。
无明是不是法？是不是实相？
无明也是法，也是实相。
Yes.、
If a feature arises now, is it real?
如果现在无名升起，它是真的吗？
可以说它是真的。
Yes.
And is what is real ayatana now?
只要是真的，是不是 ayatana 呢？如果是真的，那是不是 ayatana？ 是不是处？
是。
So when a vijja rises now, is it ayatana?
所以当无名升起的时候，它是处吗？
是。
Yes. 所以问题，无名就是处，对。其实处就是。
No, just one more question, the same question. Is avijja ayatana?
再一次哦，他老师要确认你真的有接受。那无明是处吗？
无明是处所这个地方，这个处所的处。
接触我会跟你讲。对
对，无明是处，
对。Yes.
When is it ayatana?
When 他什么时候是？
他什么时候是？他在。智慧没有升起的时候就是了
When there is no understanding.
Because of understanding, so there is avijja. So avijja is ayatana at moment of understanding, right?、Mm-hmm. But when it is avijja, when is it avijja?、Mm-hmm. When avijja is ayatana.、
Mm-hmm.当然在智慧升起的那一刻当然不会有无明升起所以那一刻并没有所谓的无明也没有所谓的处不处的问题那当智慧的时候呢 when avijja arise
certainly、okay. just then when it does not arise、
oh, no, no, I was more to confirm that, yeah. 所以它是当无明是处的时候是什么时候你可以说无明是处什么时刻你可以说无明是处？你刚我们说没有智慧的时候没有嘛？
对。
那什么时候有？
我没办法回答，我只能说佛陀说我们生下的时候就带无明下来，所以在生下那一刻就是处吗
？I cannot really answer because Buddha said we are born with.
Not Buddha said the truth, pardon.
Because Buddha said we are born with ignorance.
So.I'd like to understand when avijja is ayatana.
那我们再来一次哈，就是 avijja 无明是处吗？
无明是处所的那个处，它只是一个，就是好像说一个东西这样子而已。所以老师要问的是说，它并不是我们一直拥有的那个处吗？只是，因为我还是搞不大懂老师。 要问的无明是触吗？是触所的那个触吗？
嗯嗯嗯，
所以它只是指，譬如说眼镜这事也是一个触吧，是不是？是这样子吗？还是它只是一个东西这样子吗？是这个意思吗？我还是听不大懂。
She's not sure about the question. Does not understand the question. Like, is the eyeglasses when they touch it? Is that ayatana?
Are we talking about avicca?
我们不是在讨论无明吗？
对。
啊，无明是处吗？
是。
Yes, avicca is ayatana.
When?
什么时候是？什么时候它会是ayatana？没有有智慧的那一刻，是不是？
对，没有智慧。
When there is no understanding, there is avijja as ayatana.
应该是说，在我们没有看到实相的那一刻是无明。当我们看到实相的时候，无明就不再发生了，是这样子的意思吗
？But when there is some wholesome moment with our pandya, is there avijja?
嗯、那有些时刻不一定有智慧啊，比如说慈悲、慈爱、慷慨，那个时候也有无明吗？
我觉得很难讲哎，怎么有人说慈好像是你捐款给别人的时候，有时候会害到别人；你捐鞋子到非洲去的时候，未必是他们要的。所以这个捐鞋子这个行为是不是叫做无明呢？这也是慈悲，好像我们是慈悲啊，在捐一个东西啊，你捐钱给人啊，好像是慈悲啊。可是这时候有人说这个慈悲是不对的啊。
嗯哼，when we have a wholesome moment like a dana, the result of the recipient may be misfortune.
Only the moment of kusala.
我们先不，对，我们先看在那一刻就好。之后发生什么事，那是别的时刻。但是在那一刻，有没有无明？在散的那一刻有没有？
在散的那一刻
有没有无明？
都是以逻辑上来讲是没有。
In logic, there is no.
Not in logic, in truth.
不是逻辑，是真相上有没有？
真相上是没有，老师是要我确实的回答，告诉我自己真相是没有无明的。老师是要这样子吗？
就是 ，so you want me to make sure at the moment of wholesome, there's no avijja.
Any moment of wholesome, there's no avijja.
是的，
no matter there is right understanding or not.
不管有没有慧升起，只要是善的那一刻。他一定没有无明。嗯。
And what about Patijasamubbada? Is avijja Patijasamubbada?
那回到十二因缘了，无明是十二因缘吗？无明是十二因缘里面的实相吗？
不是由无明开始的吗
？Isn't it start from avijja?
So it conditions what?
所以它是什么的因缘条件？无明。
它是什么的因缘条件？
它无明本身是什么的因缘条件？它让什么升起了？
就我的认知，它是因为我们先前一世产生的那个业，那个事产生了之后，然后投胎之后，就是那个事是无明的，就是说我们心还有一个心事存在的时候，我们就再度投胎。我只是把它凑在一起而已，然后再度投胎就表示，因为我们是带着无明而出生。
是，it's condition karma and all the following jnana.
So.In particular, Smapada, avijja condition, what term, what word, do you remember?
你记得无明下一个是什么吗？十二因缘的。无明生行，行生 Kara. It's difficult because for Maggie, she does not study what's the dependent origination.
It's a matter we can talk about reality without using that term. This is for those who have heard.
其实并没有关系，其实那些名词都不重要，我们都是回到这一刻到底什么是真的。对，所以那名词先不用管，我们其实讨论的是实相，真相是什么。
Because she mentioned but it just smubata in the beginning, that's why we just mentioned it.
那因为是有提到十人因缘嘛，所以我们就顺着这个十人因缘的心去讨论下来，但是不管什么都跟这一刻的实相有关系。The question is interesting, but I don't really get it.
It's not easy because it's the word of the Buddha.
这本来就很不容易，因为这是佛陀的话。老师要帮助你们了解佛陀的话。
And whatever terms we are using, we're just talking about whatever terms the Buddha used. It concerns present moment dhammas. So just different ways of understanding the present moment.
那不管我们用什么名词呢，佛陀其实都是指这一刻的实相真相是什么。不管我们用什么分类的名词方法，都是回到这一刻的真相实相。
For example, Maggie, if we talk about avijja now or ignorance now, not understanding, we don't have to call it avijja. We don't have to call it paticca samuppada. Actually, it's just referring to not understanding the truth of life at this moment. So we can put it in the simple language that we understand. Actually, it's just about now understanding what is true at this moment.
比如说无明有很多名词啊，哈，不管你用无知、痴什么的，他的意思就是说，不管你用什么名词啊，所谓的无明指的都是不了解这一刻的真相。所以其实名词不重要，背后的意义是什么，都是关于真相的讨论。